This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on Election Commission's conference to increase voter turnout in general elections 2024. The participants are N.K. Singh, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Approximately 297 million eligible voters did not vote in the general elections to Lok Sabha in 2019, underscoring the scale of the problem which calls for proactive measures. And that is the reason why there was a conference that was called by the ECI on the low voter turnout with municipal commissioners and DEOs from select districts to increase voter turnout in 2024 Lok Sabha elections. And to discuss this, we are with Mr. N.K. Singh, political analyst. And given this background, Mr. Singh, we welcome you first to Akashvani and seek your comments on why the importance of low voter turnout being addressed by the ECI.
Well, the Election Commission had identified 266 parliamentary constituencies, out of which 215 were rural and 51 urban. But the focus mainly was on urban apathy. There was a very palpable urban apathy so far as voter turnout is concerned. And what was shocking is that in 11 states, which are big states, let's say, for example, UP, Bihar, Maharashtra, these 11 states had shown a very definite drop in electoral percentage, particularly UP, and there is one constituency, Phulpur constituency. You remember Phulpur constituency was a constituency from where Nehru was first elected. So Phulpur constituency in UP and Nalanda constituency in Bihar, they had registered an electoral turnout of nearly 48%. That was way less than the national average of 67%. This was the main concern. There was a very palpable urban apathy which need to be addressed immediately. So all the municipal corporation commissioners were called, and there were name a few. They were from Hyderabad, Bangalore, Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Lucknow, Patna, Bangalore. All these municipal commissioners were called, and then the stock exercise on the entire meeting hinged was that there must be a three-pronged attack to address this concern. And the three-pronged attack, one was the municipal body should organize marathons, walkathons, and cyclothons. That was one, their public participation with an awakening campaign, which will be converted into a movement kind of thing. And the stock name that was highlighted in the entire meeting was create a movement where voters are self-motivated to participate in elections. That was the exercise. Billboards, hoardings, and several other.
We'll come to the outcome of this, but more than that, as you mentioned, they charted a path towards voter engagement and participation in identified urban and rural parliamentary constituencies, and you named those constituencies as well. First and foremost, let's talk about this lack of empathy that is being seen in the urban constituencies particularly. What could be the reason behind it?
See, lack of apathy is very clear. Urban voters, unfortunately, they are not alive to their voting rights as a citizen. That is first concern. They take it as if, like any other holiday, they seek to enjoy. That precisely is the reason why in most of these urban concentrations, particularly municipal corporations, you will find the turnout was abysmally low. And that is a matter of concern. But the another side of it must be taken into consideration, and that is the top states in 2019 elections, the highest voter turnout states were, you know which one? West Bengal, which had shown a turnout of more than 80%, to be more than 81.7%. Assam, which had shown a turnout of 81.6%, and Andhra Pradesh, 80.3%. So, electoral turnout is just one part of democratic exercise wherein we should endeavor to draw people from their houses to the polling booths. That is one concern. But then the quality of voting, particularly the quality of collective consciousness which forms the decision. Decision-making in electoral system is the second most arduous task which is within the ambits of Election Commission 1D. But yes, Election Commission 2 should embark on this second part of exercise, and that is awakening rational thinking of the voters. Because if West Bengal is showing highest trend and the neighboring Bihar is showing the lowest trend, what does it show? Is it a fact that West Bengal is more awakened than Bihar or UP? That is not the case. I think the socio-political feud, these survival imperatives which make a people politically aligned, is another factor which is more serious than drawing people to the electoral
but
booth.
But Mr. Singh, is it not important to figure out a plan which is not one size fits all? And as CEC also mentioned, that we need to prepare a booth-wise action plan for enhanced participation and behavior change. This behavior change is very important. As you very rightly mentioned, while back, people think it's a holiday, and so let's go out of the cities and enjoy with the families without being conscious of the fact that their vote is extremely important. And therefore, that is the reason why CECs asked all MCs and DEOs to prepare different strategies for urban and rural areas and plan interventions accordingly for different target audiences. And I would like you to shed some light on that. What are these interventions?
See, as a matter of fact, it is a three-pronged strategy. One size fits all is of course not the solution, because for a voter in Uttarakhand, where the distances are high, on an average I find the distances are 800 meters at the most from a house of a voter to the next polling booth where he has to cast his vote is hardly on an average 800 meters. That is not much. But in case of a terrain where heights are there, say for example in hill areas, 800 meters is hell of a lot. So therefore, one size fits all is not the solution. For jungles, you will have a different solution. For all the forests, say for example, the voters of Chhattisgarh, voters of Jharkhand, they will not have same solution. So they have evolved three-pronged strategy. That is what CEC has said in his address. And what is that three-pronged strategy? One, queue management. Because see, it is a scorching summer that you are going to face in this election, and the temperatures are going to be very high. In such a situation, you have to have queue management, because an old man, or for that matter, a housewife, after having done all her domestic work, if she goes there and stays in the scorching sun for 2 hours to cast her vote, naturally that casts a deleterious effect. That will be a negative effect. So therefore, a proper shape and queue management. If there is a queue and another booth is not having the same kind of crowd, it means that you can manage that booth only by minor adjustments. You can simply, both can talk, and the in charge of the booth can simply shift them to the other. That will be a very simple process. So therefore, queue management, that is one. Parking shelters, because these ladies, these infidel people, they will be coming on their two-wheelers, four-wheelers, and cycle, bullock cart. So how will they be managing proper shape? And third is communicating with them, apprising them of the distances, apprising them of other factors so that they can get to the polling booth easily and cast their vote without any problem. So that is, I think, the three-pronged strategy that they have evolved. Okay. And they have asked all the municipal corporation commissioners, DEOs, and not only DEOs, CEOs also, because that was first time that CEOs of all these urban states, they too had addressed this
week. Okay. Mr. Singh, so, very rightly you pointed out the plan to address voter apathy and the streamlined logistical operations and increase voter turnout. In fact, discussions were also based around, which you also mentioned, optimizing queue management at polling stations, and also, very critically, about facilitating voting in high-rise buildings and leveraging the influential systematic voters education and electoral participation program SWEEP, which I would like you to discuss now.
That is an old program. The SWEEP is a concept that was evolved a little way back. And that is the leveraging the influential SWEEP system. And what is that system? Systemic voters education and electoral participation. So that there are two components of it. One is voters education. Education to cast their vote and cast with all rationality at their command, not go by the parochial consideration, caste, creed, and all these factors. All these barriers should not be there in shaping their decision making. So CEC has said in this meeting that you should take it as a sheet anchor. I mean, your entire strategy should be hinging on this sweep, that is the system of voters' education and electoral participation. And under this, there will be holding, the use of social media, marathon, walkathon, cyclothon, all these things will be there. See, for example, in Europe, several other top countries of the world, you will find that electoral turnout on an average, it is more than 88%.
Let's get back to what the ECI asked the DEOs to develop, a tailored region-specific outreach programs that resonate with the unique needs and demographics of their constituencies. And in line with the vision, Mr. Singh, the ECI outlined an array of innovative voter awareness campaigns under SWEEP, SWEEP, and there were 6-7 things that have been rolled out. One was rolling out public transport and sanitation vehicles adorned with essential election message so that voter awareness campaigns could be reached out to everyone. The second was incorporating voter awareness messages into utility bills for widespread dissemination. The third was resident welfare associations collaborating with them on voter awareness forums. So there were other four also hosting informative sessions at popular public spaces such as parks, markets and malls, organizing engaging events like marathons, walkathons and cyclothons to ignite voter interest, and also utilizing various platforms including hoardings, digital spaces, kiosks and common service centers to tell people about the voter education and the material which can be given to them. And also to leverage the social media platform for extensive voter outreach and engagement. I would like you to elaborate more on this aspect because social media platforms can really play a big role.
Social media is a matter of fact, its reach has even gone down to the level of rural India. So, I mean, this is the cheapest mode of communication in a given circumstances. So, naturally, Election Commission would like to take this opportunity to educate the voters with minimal cost and maximum effectiveness. So, that is how social media will come in very handy for these purposes. There is no denying the fact. But more than that, this awakening in urban areas is far more important because you will find that in comparison to 2017 election, when records were seen, they found that there is a 6% drop so far as parliamentary elections are held. So that is how they found that there is a palpable apathy among the voters when it comes to general election. That is one aspect. And even otherwise, you will find that in some particular constituencies, say for example 266 which have been identified, there is a drop in average. They are much less than the national average of
6%. So therefore my question comes to you, Mr. Singh, in response to the challenges that you are talking about. What is it that the ECI is going to do? What are the initiatives that the ECI will be taking which are aimed at invigorating voter engagement and participation?
See, as a matter of fact, ECI is a machinery. It works with the help of state machinery which is gone into election process. So naturally, municipal commissioners, their DEOs and CEOs of course, for the state, they are the conduit through which your writs are run. So that precisely was the reason how day-long meeting was held in the Nirvachan Sadan, and a booklet was also circulated to the participants. And that booklet was important because that had given so many details which would have facilitated the smooth running of the elections. So that is how this exercise was taken up. So far as the Election Commission is concerned, they have that power, they have that mechanism and constitutional authority to get their wishes implemented.
Thank you, Mr. Singh, for being with us.
You were listening to a discussion on Election Commission's conference to increase voter turnout in general elections 2024. The participants were M.K. Singh, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.